Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
I got a whole weekend of good, the bad, and the dumb material to sort out. That's why Ron does it every single Monday when we come back. Sorts out the best of the good, the bad, and the dumb. So what's the good of the day?
Sometimes, you know, you have too much material. And that's that's exactly what's happening today because we have two goods.
Two goods?
Two goods of the day.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Well, I would be doing an disservice and injustice to all you guys out there if I didn't talk about the most famous scoreline in sports history, American sports history, that occurred on Friday.
Go ahead.
2-0.
Yeah, that was the U.S. versus Mexico soccer
USA
game.
USA versus Mexico. For whatever reason, USA seems to beat Mexico 2-0 all the time.
So explain the level of importance on this so people understand what a big deal this is.
It's a big deal. This is for World Cup qualifying. This is to qualify for next year's World Cup, which literally will be happening a year from right now.
And the United States right now seems to be in good shape.
They are, after Friday's win, they are top of the table. They are first place. Now, they're first place, I think, because of head-to-head. I believe that they are tied on points with Mexico.
Right.
But they're given the nod for first place because they just beat Mexico.
So is there a different feel for this American soccer team? Like they've got their act together rather
than
the last World Cup?
Definitely. This squad is definitely better than last year's squad.
Yeah,
this is a young squad. The game on Friday, you could really see the youngness in this team.
All right.
The fearlessness of this team. Where Mexico is, you know, the seasoned players. They have a bunch of players who are over the age of 30. You know, kind of slowed down. They controlled the tempo of the game, at least tried to. And they succeeded in the first half. Second half, I felt like they were just chasing a lot. And the U.S. is just a bunch of young kids who are like, you know what? We don't care.
Yeah, good.
We don't care. We're just going to go out there. We're going to do our thing. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We don't care.
Remember in the movie Glengarry, Glen Ross, when Alex Baldwin is talking to those salespeople and he goes, they're out there waiting to give you their money. Are you man enough to take it? That's what I feel like saying to U.S. soccer. There's a country that is ready to scream for this team.
Yep.
If you just go out there and put together a really good soccer team that can be competitive, this country is ready to explode for that. Just go do it. Go play. Go. You know, take the team that you've got and go out there and win some of these soccer games.
No, exactly. I mean,
we really are supportive. When people go, oh, it's not popular. No, it is. When the United States wins, it's extremely popular.
When it's in a World Cup situation,
exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen too many United States teams in the World Cup where everybody stopped what they were doing to watch it.
Well, here's the thing.
They're dying to root for this team.
You have said this time and time again. We don't have anything else that kind of unites.
Nothing. There's nothing that unites us together. Nothing brings us together for one thing. We're all rooting for the one thing. Not even the Olympics, because the Olympics are all over the place and scattered with different events. But I mean, United States versus Portugal, 1 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon on a Tuesday. We all just stop what we're doing and watch it.
Yeah.
Like we're dying to do it. So.
Well, I mean, if you're hankering, if you still got that World Cup fever, USA does play Jamaica tomorrow night.
All right, very good.
Because when they ever do these international, they take a break from all the professional leagues. They usually throw two games in there.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, what's the second good?
The second good, have you ever wondered what elite pitchers do during their offseason?
Usually just rest arms. Is that what they do?
Some, you know, like to get a little throwing action in early. And that's exactly what Cardinals ace pitcher Adam Wainwright did. He took it. He took his pitching talents to the county fair.
Oh, did he really?
Where there was a guy in a dunk tank, just heckling. I don't know. I watched this video a couple times. I don't know if this guy knew who was throwing the ball at him.
Would you recognize Adam Wainwright? If
I
he
don't
was
think
at a
I would.
Fair? I don't think I would either.
I don't think I would. Especially Adam's wearing. You know, he's just in normal street clothes.
Yeah, just
he's not wearing
street
his
clothes.
Uniform.
Yeah, he's but not
he has
like
a hat on.
Gear.
Now, I don't know, maybe if you're a huge Cardinals fan, maybe you would be like, oh, I could pick him out of the crowd. Like, you know, I was a big fan of Gary Carter back then. I think I would be able to recognize Gary
Carter.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's certain players I guess
we'd
be able to
recognize. I don't think I can recognize Adam Wainwright.
I don't think so either.
So he pitched to the dunk tank?
Yeah, he, you know, paid the probably, you know, $38,000 to get two balls because
yeah,
you know, it's
right.
always expensive.
Exactly.
Got his two balls. Guess how many he needed?
I'm thinking one.
Just one. Threw a strike right down the middle. The guy's heckling all the way until you hear clank and dunk.
That's awesome. By the way, I wonder if the Cardinal management was okay with this. Like, yeah, it's all fun and games until you need Tommy John surgery.
Exactly.
For throwing a carnival baseball at a dunk tank.
That's not even a real ball. It's kind of probably weighted a little bit differently. So you think you're throwing, but you're not. And I don't know. But
Adam Wainwright keeps signing one-year deals to play for the Cardinals. Like, he's been on the team forever, and he keeps signing.
I had to look it up.
Him and Yadier Molina have been together forever.
Yeah, I had to look it up because it was like, you know, I sat there. I was like, he is with the Cardinals. I only know him as being a Cardinals. Oh. I mean, he's been on the Cardinals since, what was it, like 2000?
Yeah, forever.
2005.
Right. In about 15 years. He's like 37 years old or something like that. He's
you know, and last season, not so bad. 17-7.
I know. He that's why he keeps... He keeps showing him that he's worth a spot in the rotation.
I know. 174 strikeouts. I mean, that's, you know, even if you're not the ace, you're that's good enough for number two, number three, number four.
Good stuff. So, all right, what's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day. I sent you this video because it's awesome.
All right.
But I'll set the scene for you. It's a TikTok video that I hope makes its way around the internet because I got to find it so I can read the comments on it. But there's a young, attractive blonde. And she was so excited to be doing this TikTok video because she was getting a video taken or, you know, it almost looks like a selfie except in video form with none other than O.J. Simpson.
Our good friend of the program, O.J. Simpson, who keeps coming on. He's probably been made more appearances in The Good, the Bad, and the Dumb than any individual.
He does. Yeah, I mean, I can't get enough of him. I think that's a personal choice of mine, and I hope it's a personal choice of you all out there, too. But what makes this video great... It's not the fact that this young blonde is excited that a metal murderer is she's taking a photo or video with the murderer. We kind of use that term loosely since he was never convicted, but you know he did it. But it's when OJ leans in for a kiss.
Oh, I can only imagine.
The face she makes is priceless.
Oh.
Because at the beginning of this film, you kind of get the idea that because she's young enough that maybe she doesn't know about the OJ murder trials.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she does look young enough. Now, I mean, it's bar lighting, heavy makeup. I mean, she could be a lot older than she looks. But, you know, just first glance at it, she looks like, you know, maybe she was, you know, a toddler during the OJ trials. And so she really doesn't know who OJ is outside of, you know, stories and hearsay. When he leans in for a kiss, she has this look of like this realization, like, I'm not going to end up like that other girl, that other blonde girl.
Yeah, no. We're not. Yeah. So maybe she has some idea of what's going on.
I think some idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you, man. There are just a few things in the sports world that I want to remind younger generations of. All right. Like one, for example. Terry Bradshaw called his own plays in leading the Steelers to four Super Bowls. That goofy give away all my money guy that you see on the Fox pregame was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I got to remind young people about that.
Ever.
And the other one is O.J. Simpson murdered two people. Like, stop enjoying his presence at nightclubs. Stop telling him he deserves a spot on the NBC sports team. He was once on the NBC sports team. All right? Him and his Bruno Mali shoes were on the NBC sports team. That's what got him in trouble when they showed a picture of him actually wearing the shoes, holding an NBC microphone. And these young people are like, you're great. You should be a commentator. He was a commentator until he murdered two people. I feel like you have to tell young people this all the time.
Yeah, it kind of derailed his career.
They love this guy. They love this guy.
This
girl, though, this face is really priceless. She really doesn't want to kiss him. Okay.
But she is so excited to be getting a video with him.
She's thrilled.
I mean, I don't even know if I'd want a photo taken. It's a weird, it's one of those things, like, if he's there, it'd be like, oh, I'd like to document this, but at the same time, I don't want to document it.
I know, but that's the thing, Ron. I feel like if I saw OJ somewhere, I'd take a picture, too.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Like, that's the weird thing. If I saw OJ walking around Nashville, I don't even know if he could get out of Las Vegas? I don't even think he can.
Well, he was. Remember, he was in Buffalo.
Oh, that's right. He was in Buffalo. That's right.
So maybe he can get a ticket to Nashville.
If I was in Vegas and I saw OJ, I'd probably take a picture too. It's a weird thing. I know he murdered two people, and I'd still want to take a picture.
I mean, and isn't it weird? Because you would never want a picture with Charles Manson. You never want a picture like Unabomber or Night Stalker, any of those, you know, prolific people we know throughout history that murder people. But OJ's in there like, maybe.
Remember, they have a term for this. Every time OJ comes in contact with somebody and wins them over, you got OJ'd. That's what that was the term that they the inner circle used for his amazing charisma and charm.
You got juiced?
No, not you got juiced. Reality show where he was selling oranges on the side of a South Florida road. Yeah, you got juiced.
You got juiced.
What's the dumb of the day?
One of the dumbest things I think I've heard in a long time.
Oh, that's pretty bold. Yeah, given we do this 5 days a week.
I think you'd be on the same page as me. Sylvester Stallone recently claimed that if he was to make Rocky IV again, he would not kill off Apollo Creed.
Oh, okay. Why did he say that?
I'm not sure, but I don't think that's...
Is it because Carl Weathers is still alive and probably could use more work?
Maybe.
Is that why? Carl Weathers is like, gee, I wouldn't have mind being a part of, I don't know, Creed 2.
Yeah.
Or maybe Rocky 6. I wouldn't mind being in all those movies there, Sly. But no, you had to kill me. You had to have me killed by the Russian in front of the American crowd while I was dancing to a James Brown song. Thanks, Sly. Yeah, maybe that's the case.
I just don't. I don't think the movie would work.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so either. I think there had to be a vengeance angle to Rocky wanting to fight on Christmas Day in Russia, go to Siberia and train, get yelled at by his wife that he couldn't win.
Yeah.
What other things happened in that movie?
He thought that, you know, instead, you know, what he could have done was have him in a wheelchair. He could have become the next Mickey.
Yeah, right. Maybe so.
You know, instead. Exactly. And like you said, I mean, you know, be a part of Creed.
Like I think the revenge angle mattered a lot, right? I think it did. But I don't know. Maybe there is a way you could work.
I guess I mean, you know, maybe you know, like how you put, you know, he was in a coma. See, the thing I would hate it with a passion is that, you know, say Apollo Creed didn't die, right? Apollo goes into a coma. Drago put him into a coma,
right?
Rocky fights him. Everything stays the same as it was. And then what, at the end, like, are they wheeling out Apollo Creed?
Apollo's okay. That might have been
better. That's my thinking. It's like, no, I think it's too gimmicky.
That's true. Yeah, I think it's too gimmicky, right? I think he had to,
He had to die.
Yeah, he doesn't throw the towel. I mean, all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. Maybe it's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, but I like the movie the way it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all we really care about is USA versus Russia.
That's it. That's all
I care.
Total Cold War propaganda at its finest. Rocky IV.
And if you need to know more about it, go to the podcast. That whole segment we did last week.
Last week. Yeah exactly. We did a whole segment on on Rocky IV.
And I isolated that whole segment because...
Yeah, we did a good deep dive into that.
Who doesn't like good Cold War propaganda?
And anytime I can talk Rocky movies, I always will. Always will. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up, more from the NFL on Sunday, and then the rise of the Patriots. That's next as we continue with Wake Up Call.